So for those who don't know me, I'm Sam. I'm a minister for Trinity at 4, and we meet every Sunday at 4 o'clock. And as we start today, though, I wonder if you could just cast your mind back to the day when the vaccine was announced. Okay, do you remember? Was it about a month ago or so? And can I just ask, how did you feel when you first read that? Okay, it was amazing, wasn't it? To say that 2020 has been an unusual year is like the understatement of the century for most of us. They did a survey recently of us Brits, and they discovered that on average, us Brits say that we are fine. How many times do you think a day? Okay, here it is. This is a survey of over 2,000 people. 14 times a week, we say, I'm fine. So that's at least twice a day. The same survey asked people how often they actually meant it. Okay, guess how often we actually mean it when we say that. Okay, yeah?
Once.
Well, you know what? It's a percentage. 19% of the time. Now, this means when, as from time to time I do, I go around the parish knocking on doors and introducing myself and saying, how are you doing? And pretty much everyone says, we're fine. I know that 80% of the time you're lying to me. Okay, now, I know it's not always quite as straightforward as that, but let me just ask you a question. How are you doing? Okay, how are you really doing? Actually, to be honest, I am pretty much the first person to give the I'm fine answer to that one. But when I reflect on it, you know, 2020 has been a pretty difficult year. We had our third child on the 1st of April this year, called Barney, son of consolation. That's what the name means, or encouragement. But it meant that home was like really stressful, pressure, difficult. And then, of course, there was church. I'm a church leader, and leading a church through a pandemic had its own kind of stress. And so, as many of us have experienced pressure both at work and at home, not to mention just the sense of loss that we've all experienced. So many relationships, friendships that we've not been able to experience in the normal kind of way. Now, listen, this is not to say it's all been terrible. I mean, there have been lots of things that have been positive. I'm sure we can all reflect. And of course, there are always many people much worse off than us as well. But that doesn't negate from the fact that 2020 is not going to go down in the history books as our favourite year. And I think the statistics back that up. So here are a few ones for you. The Citizens Advice website, giving advice to people wanting to get a divorce. The views on that website compared to this time last year, that's gone up by how much? Okay, 25% since the pandemic, that's gone up. Okay, so if you are a new mum, then if you're a first time mum, you're on average, 29% of you are likely to experience kind of very significant levels of anxiety. Do you know what that figure's gone up to since the pandemic? Okay, from 29%, okay, to 72%. And some of us will know people in exactly that situation. If you're 18 to 24 years old, before the pandemic, 16% of you experienced some kind of isolation or loneliness. Since the pandemic, do you know what that's gone up to? Okay, that's gone up to 44%, nearly half. And this is the one that really gets me, unemployment. Do you know how many people this is projected in the next 6 to 9 months, how many people are projected to lose their jobs? Okay, 1 million. So that's 120 times the working population of Henley in the next 6 to 9 months. They're going to lose their jobs. So it's been a really hard year.
for a lot of us.
So back to the original question, how did you feel when you first heard about the vaccine? Again, was it just me? But there's like a huge collective sense of relief. The end is in sight. Okay, now listen, here's what happened to us when we felt that. Unto us, a saviour has been born. That's what it felt like. Now, I know that that's kind of religious terminology we don't use very much in normal life, but get behind the term, and that's exactly what it's talking about. A situation that we are trapped in, we can't do anything about, and then a salvation, someone comes to rescue us, to take us out of that situation. Now, in a sense, therefore, what we have all collectively been through is what it feels like when a saviour is announced. And it feels great. It feels wonderful because we know how much we need it and how much our world needs it as well. So there's just one question that I want to ask us this Christmas, and it's this. What if there is a bigger problem than COVID? And what if there is a greater salvation than the vaccine? Now, we've been through some of the Christmas readings, and there's one printed on your service sheets from Matthew. And did you spot there? The significance of the name of Jesus is spelled out there. It's in bold. She'll give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now, the name Jesus is a, this is a bit geeky here, but it's a Greek version of a Hebrew name, Joshua. And Joshua means the Lord saves. Okay, so do you see the point? Okay, I know there's a Josh here, but you know what your name means now, Josh. Okay, the Lord saves. Now, here's the thing, okay, the role that Jesus was to perform was there from the very start in the very name that he was given. He had come to save. Now, the Christmas stories, of course, are full of, I suppose, what we would call the supernatural or the miraculous. And, you know, there's the virgin birth, there's the angels, there's a star. And for some of us, that presents kind of real intellectual problem. And that's actually very understandable. We don't experience these things in our own life. Here's how one scientist put it. Okay, so this is Francis Collins. Francis Collins, by the way, came up with the Human Genome Project. So he's pretty well qualified. He said, I have no problem with the concept that miracles might occasionally occur at moments of great significance when a message is being transmitted by Almighty God. Now, this guy has more scientific credentials than any of us in the room. He's a Christian, and the point he makes is that if there is a creator God, and if he had an important message to give us, wouldn't you expect him to flag it up in some kind of way? And that's exactly what the very unusual Christmas miracles are about. Virgin birth, the star, the angels, they're flagging up a message of great significance, which is in the name of the child itself. A saviour is given to you. Pay attention. This is a really important message for you. A saviour has been born. Now, what's he going to save us from? It's there again in the Bible passage. He will save his people from their sins. Now, you don't need to be particularly religious to understand the concept of sin. Okay, it's not just talking about the occasional mistake that we make here and there. Think of it much more as a kind of poison that has infected everything in our world, okay, including ourselves. So it leads to a disconnection between us and God. That's the heart of sin, according to the Bible. Okay, so whether that's a kind of intellectual, just, you know, I'm not going to believe in God, or whether that's just a practical, I'm just going to live my life really without much reference to him. Actually, all of us as human beings are that way inclined. And that disconnection has led to a disorder in our world. Instead of going his perfect way, we go our own way, and it leads to the kind of chaos that we experience in the world every day, whether that's in the physical world, or actually relationally, or geopolitically, on any level you could care to imagine. But you know, the real problem with sin in the Bible is where it leads us. And that's the problem of death. The Bible says death was not part of the original intention of God's good creation, but rather it came in when we turned away from God, and that's why we're all so scared of it. I don't know if you've noticed that, but people aren't scared of COVID. Okay, they're scared of death. I mean, that's the kind of bogeyman in the room that no one wants to talk about, but we're scared of it. And on one level, that's quite right, because the other side of death, the Bible says, is a judgment we all face before God. And if we have unforgiven sin, then that's a judgment we'll be found guilty at. There is a problem bigger than COVID. But wonderfully, there is a salvation greater than the vaccine. And that's why Jesus was born as a saviour. How did he do it? Well, it's partly because of who he is. So, Jesus, did you spot the next name that he has? Emmanuel, God with us. Fancy that, the God of the universe loves us enough to actually come into our world to save us. How did he do it? Well, he did it at the end of his life, and he died on the cross. You know, the cross, he took on the judgment for all the wrong things that we have done. In love, he took it on himself. So that if we trust in him, we don't have to take that ourselves. And just so that we know it's for real, 3 days later, he rose from the dead, leaving a verifiably, historically empty tomb behind him. And if we trust in him, we can be forgiven. And the brick wall that was death has been overcome, and we can have hope of eternal life. It's the most amazing salvation. And that's why the baby was born. There is a problem bigger than COVID, and there is a salvation greater than the vaccine. You know, one of the things I enjoyed getting in my letterbox about a month ago was this. I don't know if anyone else reads The Economist, but about a month ago, they had this. This is the week that the vaccine was announced. And I don't know if you can see it, but it says, suddenly hope. And it's a picture of a tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And what's at the center of the light? It's a hypodermic needle with a shot of vaccine in it. Now, of course, it's hope of a kind, but without putting it too bluntly, if that's the only light at the end of your tunnel, the tunnel's going to get dark again very soon. Because although the vaccine is 95% effective against COVID, it's 100% ineffective against the brokenness of our world that sin has led to, and against the brick wall of death that all of us are still heading to. And so, yes, we need the vaccine, but yes, even more so, we need the Saviour who was given to us that first Christmas morning. Jesus, who came to save us from our sins. I guess the question though is, okay, sure, but how does this Saviour actually help us with the kind of realities of life that we're all grappling with at the moment? Well, let's put it this way, okay? If you trust in Jesus, you know the unconditional forgiveness of God through him. If you accept that, let me tell you what it does in your heart. It unlocks the power of forgiveness in you as a human being. And so when your relationships are struggling, do you think that's going to help in that? Okay, if you're struggling with anxiety at the moment, okay, imagine if there's a God who loves you enough to sort out the biggest problem of all and promises to walk with you through the smaller problems. Do you think that's going to help and give you a peace that nothing else can? And if you're struggling with isolation, then if you trust in Jesus, you're promised a friendship, a relationship with the God of the universe. And of course, we still need human friendships. But don't you think if that is true, that's going to help with that as well? And if you are just feeling hopeless, well, here with Jesus is a hope that nothing can take away. And we haven't even talked about the biggie yet. Because, of course, the biggie is death. You know, I've got a lovely friend called Pete. I've been friends with him since university days. A really, really sad thing has been going on for him. That they had their fourth child, a little boy called Monty, and he was diagnosed with a thing called Edwards syndrome. And with the doctors put it, they say it's incompatible with life. Okay, he was born 6.5 weeks ago, and just this week, this little baby died. It's 6.5 weeks. And this is what Pete said. He said, we're heartbroken after having 6.5 weeks getting to know and enjoy him. We miss him so much. Yet we know that he has gone from our arms straight into his heavenly Father's. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. You see, in this world, is there hope for someone like Pete? Well, yes, there is, because Jesus was born, he died for our sins, he rose again to bring us new life. You see, Jesus is not like a theoretical religious concept. He's a real saviour for the real issues of life and death that all of us have to engage with and live with. Well, what do we do about all of this? Well, the short answer is we need to respond to Jesus, to accept his salvation ourselves. It says in the verse, he will save his people from their sins. You need to come to him that you might belong to him as well. That's freely offered for anyone. But of course, just like a vaccine, you're not going to accept it unless you think you need it. But I just wonder if COVID has taught us anything. Hasn't it taught us a bit of humility? We're not quite as in control of life as we thought we were. And perhaps there's more of a need for the Saviour that was born that first Christmas than we have engaged with before. Many of us here are trusting in Jesus. The message for us, keep going. He really is the Saviour we need. Some of us have kind of signed up for Jesus in some way, but to be honest, we're not really living it out in our lives. It doesn't actually make any difference to us. Well, maybe 2021 is the year for you to re-engage again, start coming back to church, perhaps plug in, grow in your faith. Others, it's all, to be honest, it's kind of something we do at Christmas, and that's great, and we love having you here at Christmas, but maybe 2021 is the year just to figure out what you think about all of this. For yourself as well. We're going to give you a book on the way out that I hope might be a helpful first step on that as well. Well, listen, that's all from me. Thanks so much for listening. It's been great to be able to talk with you all this afternoon. I'm going to close with a prayer, and then we're going to move straight on to our final carol for the service today. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank you so much thank you for the vaccine, and we do pray that would come and life would be able to get back to some kind of normality. We pray for all those people, you know, we've been thinking about these statistics and yet real people really struggling. And we thank you most of all for Jesus. Thank you that he is a saviour that we need of a much bigger problem that we all face. And however much we know about him, we pray that this Christmas might be a time where we just engage a little bit more with the good news of all that he has come to do. And we pray that for Jesus' sake.